My name's Claire. I'm compulsive overeater, bulimic restrictor, and orthorexic. And as usual, I am incredibly nervous, but I think I prefer a mild case of anxiety to a full-blown case of arrogant complacency. So I'm going to breathe. Thank you for inviting me to speak here today. I'm going to give a brief, very brief history. As a child, I was painfully withdrawn, I think is the way it was described. Totally awkward, totally unsociable. Couldn't speak to anybody who wasn't my parents, and that included all my family members. I just wanted to shrivel up and die when somebody looked at me. Yes, I've later found out that this is because I was born autistic. I didn't have any food or weight or for that matter, body image issues as a child, and none of those actually started until I was subjected to a sexual assault, after which I promptly vomited everywhere, and I purged not only all the food that was inside of me, but also all the feelings that were inside of me. And I immediately thought, aha, this is a fantastic way of not feeling my feelings. So every time I felt a feeling, I thought anything, felt anything, anything that was uncomfortable to me in any which way, I dealt with it by stuffing myself full of food and then promptly getting rid of the food and the feelings at the same time. And that began a 35-year, completely insane career of bulimia, with a kind of food, drink, drug cycle, that worked until it didn't work, and I found that I couldn't stop it. Consequently, because of that, it was difficult because bulimia can be very, very hidden. Although my weight kind of went up and down within a 100-poundish range from being very underweight to being overweight and backwards and forwards, I averaged around a normal body weight, but I was dying from the inside out. I have a permanent heart defect as a result of my bulimia. I have ongoing stomach, bowel, and throat issues, which probably will go on for the rest of my life. And despite every single doctor's warning, every single hospital admission, to the point where my doctor just called the ambulance, she didn't even say go to hospital because I'd argue with her. I say, oh, I feel fine, there's nothing wrong with me. And she said, there are no symptoms of a dangerously low potassium level, you're just about to have a heart attack and die. And that reality did not hit me. It meant virtually nothing to me. I was, nah, that won't happen to me. That might happen to somebody else, but it's not going to happen to me. It nearly happened to me. That's why I think bulimia is particularly for me very difficult to deal with because I didn't look unwell from the outside. It was very, very hidden. Eventually, I was in a treatment centre for my other addictions, and somebody came in and did a share from OA, and I heard them for the first time. I heard them. I sat up and I identified with them. Every word of what they said, it wasn't my story, but it was very similar to my story. The feelings were the same, the thoughts were the same, a lot of the behaviours were the same. And that really did get through to me. I'd like to say I was struck abstinent on that day. I certainly wasn't. It took many years of in and out and in and out of OA until eventually I stayed. And from that point on, I did get abstinence and I have a few days now. So important things that I learnt from the beginning was the S's, sharing, sponsor, steps and service. In that order, it turns out. Took me a very long time to open my mouth. And by that point, we were on Zoom, so to turn on my camera. And then to get a sponsor, which was really, really important to me, and then to start working the steps with that sponsor. There are many ways that I've worked the steps since, but that was my first one. And that was my first authentic step work that I did, because although I did step work in my other programs, it really wasn't as honest as it could have been because I was still using food to fix my feelings. I wasn't in recovery. So the step work I did there, although was very valuable and laid the seeds for step work for me to do in the future, it wasn't as thorough as a step work where I started when I came into OA, and then eventually service, which has been my saviour. Things that they say in OA, one that I'm particularly fond of is the best thing about recovery is you get your feelings back. But the worst thing about recovery is you get your feelings back. In the last few years in my recovery, some of the worst things have happened in my life, like losing my dad to cancer. Incredibly painful. He was my rock. He was my best friend. He was my cheerleader. I miss that man so much. I really thought that was going to break me. I thought there is absolutely no way I'm going to be able to be in recovery. That was my one reservation. If I was to say, someone would say to me, do you have any reservations? It'd be yes. If I lose my dad, I lose everything. I lost my dad and I did not lose my recovery because I came to these meetings and I shared about it and I fell apart in these meetings. I absolutely fell to pieces in these meetings. I dragged you lot through my grief process and I'm still in that grief process. And when it comes up, I bring it to meetings and I share about it. I share the mess as well as sharing the message, and I really believe that's important. If I was to come into a meeting as a newcomer and hear that everybody's recovery was perfect and everything was roses and unicorns and rainbows, it wouldn't feel real, and I wouldn't feel part of, and I wouldn't see reality of life. That life gets really lifey, feelings get shitty. It can be really painful at times. And that's okay today. It's okay to feel that pain. It's okay to feel the fear, the anger, the guilt, the shame, the tears, the pain in abundance, the sorrow and the grief. All of that's okay. It's manageable. It doesn't make it easy. No, it doesn't. But the best thing about recovery going alongside all of that is you get to get your feelings back. When I was using food to bury my feelings, to purge my feelings from me, I didn't just purge the bad feelings, I purged all the good ones as well. I felt nothing. So these days I get to feel joy and I get to feel happiness and I get to have a real belly laugh. You know, that kind of belly laugh where you just want to stop laughing because it's hurting. That side splitting, like real from the gut belly laugh. That's another thing I forgot to mention. Somebody once said to me, Claire, where do you feel your feelings? And some people around the room, they asked it of the group, people around the room, same people, same two temples say, oh, I feel it in my head or I feel it tingling on my skin. Every single feeling. Where do I feel it? In my stomach. All my feelings I feel in my stomach. Don't know whether that's a coincidence or not. I don't think so. I also get to feel love and friendship. And when I couple this with the promises, which have so all come true, particularly, there's going to be a theme coming on here in a minute, is fear of people and of economic security will leave us. And you couple that with the most amazing friendships and love that I've got through working this program, just creates the most incredible connections, which I never ever had. I didn't have a connection with myself, let alone a connection with another human being other than possibly my dad. Today, I have those connections. This is where I get all emotional. This year, I've been privileged to be all over the world, basically. I've travelled outside of Europe for the first time in my life. I've travelled across the Atlantic on two occasions now. Note, it says up there, Claire, coming to you live from New York. So earlier in the year, I did service at the World Service Business Conference where I met many, 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 many other compulsive overeaters, and that was just surreal. And this week, I'm back over the pond and I'm meeting up with some more people from this program. And it turns out you're not just little Hollywood squares. You're actually three-dimensional and you're capable of giving me a hug. And I'm capable these days of hugging you back. That's something I couldn't do. That was something I shied away from.
That's 10 minutes.
Thank you. That was something I totally shied away from. But that's where I'm at now. I'm capable of doing these things. And to say they're beyond my wildest dreams is just the biggest, I can't think of the word. And I'm now drying up a little bit. Understatement, that's the word I'm looking for. The biggest understatement you could imagine. This is something I would never have dreamed of. My wildest dreams were, can I please stop binging, purging, drinking, using drugs, and basically feeling every day like, oh shit, I've woken up again. I didn't want that to happen. I've got to get through another day. That was my wildest dreams, was just to not feel that crap all the time. I had no idea that life could be so amazing. I had no idea that I could feel connections in the way that I do with people and to really truly feel that they know me and I know them and that I can be completely authentic and open with each and every one of you. I know some of you a little, I know some of you very well, but I feel an immense amount of love for each and every one of you because you've made me who I am today. And today I can look at myself in the mirror and say, actually, I kind of like her now. She's okay. She's a half decent human being these days. So how did I get there? As I mentioned, beginning with sharing, getting a sponsor, working the steps, and then doing service. Steps, were a fantastic experience for me, this time around because I did them with my whole heart. I didn't just do them with my head, which I'd done before. I put my whole heart into it this time. In the last couple of times I've done it, actually. For me, steps 4 and 5, although difficult, weren't impossible. I struggled more because I'm an agnostic, so I struggled mostly with steps 3, 6, and 7. I still have a little 6 and 7. It's a bit intrepid. Something I have to work on a daily basis, and I have to go back to very frequently because I tend to forget them. They're called the forgotten steps, and I'm not surprised they are because I quite often do forget them. Eight and nine. Eight and nine were fantastic. I loved doing my eight and nine. The first one was really scary, so I picked somebody who I knew was in program, and she had no idea what I needed to make an amends for her to her with, but she let me do the process because she said, when I said, can I meet up with you? She said, are you on your step 9 by any chance, Claire? And I said, yeah. And she go, yeah, we can meet up. She didn't know why. I had to explain what the incredible harm that I did to her was. And she said, oh, I'd forgotten all about that. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm going to make amends anyway. 10, 11, and 12, working 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis is what keeps me here. It's what keeps me in recovery. Not never forgetting my foundation steps 1, 2, and 3. But 10, I have various ways of working my step 10. I won't go through all of those now. It just depends on the situation as to how deep I go. If a step 10 doesn't work, I 12 step a problem. I've used that one quite a few times in the last few years. Step 11, conscious contact. That one came slowly as an agnostic. It took me a while to find what my higher power was. It's a very all-encompassing, universal nature specific kind of higher power. I find my meditation works best when I'm out walking in the woods or by water, feeling that sense of peace, calm, and serenity. And step 12, well, what can I say about step 12? What can't I say about step 12? That I could just talk about. I could do 20 minutes talking about step 12. Service is so important to me. When I started doing service, I really started to feel like I belong. I was part of something. I was part of something that was bigger than me. And it became, I wasn't just here for me. I was here for everyone. I was here for the fellowship. I was here for the good of OA, not just to make myself feel better about myself. And that opened my world up to so much, which I'm now going to go back on to talk about connection because I feel so connected right now. It's just mind blowing to be able to actually go out for lunch with people who you would not believe. I wouldn't in a million years have met these people if I hadn't been in this program. And I now hold most of them so close to my heart, as like best true friends that I could ever imagine having. Way closer than any friend I had in childhood.
5 minutes.
Thank you. And yet I got to know them on a Zoom screen. And you'd think, some people say, Zoom isn't a real meeting. It's not a proper meeting. Well, I'm here to say that is the biggest load of ever. Zoom is real meetings. Real relationships happen in these Zoom rooms. I get to be open and honest and authentic, sitting in my flat, and then I get to travel halfway around the world and meet people in person, and to feel like they've known me forever. It's not it's, it wasn't awkward. It never is when I meet somebody in person. It's just like I've been with you every day for the last four and a half years, so I know you. You know me. That's the point. I've allowed you to get to know me. And there's me a few years ago thinking I'm never going to let anyone get to know me, because if you got to know me, you'd know what a horrible, horrible person I really was. So I just didn't let anybody know me. And as a consequence of that, I never got to know myself. So the whole process of being in recovery has been about me finding me, allowing other people to see me, finding my higher power, finding a connection with my higher power, and just doing that over and over again on a daily basis. If it worked yesterday, rinse and repeat. Pretty much every relationship in my life has taken a complete U-turn, including the one with my mother, which was incredibly surprising to me. Me and my mother are complete opposites. We've never got on. We've always been battle heads with each other. But as a consequence of me, I've said consequence quite a lot, aren't I? As a consequence of me working this program and changing and becoming more accepting of her in particular, but of everybody really, I now get on really, really well with her. And I don't need to jade. I don't need to, and I therefore don't do it anymore. I don't justify, I don't argue, I don't defend, and I don't explain. And that began with all things recovery. Yes, I do go to meetings. Don't have to explain why. It's just something I need to do, and it's something that actually today I enjoy doing. And no, I don't eat that food anymore. Not going to tell you why. It's just no, thank you. I don't eat that food anymore. That's not my food. And that goes all the way through. I don't have to make excuses for being me anymore. It's okay to be me. And yeah, I'm a little bit odd. I'm a bit quirky. There's some very strange things about me, as I'm sure some people in this room know. But that's all right today. No, I don't feel the need to have to fit in
2 minutes.
thank you, just have to fit in and be the same as everybody else, because I'm not. And I accept myself as I am today, and I can accept everybody else as they are today. And I feel like I'm starting to ramble. I think I'm going to wrap up with a few things that they say in this program. Don't leave until the miracle happens. Well, I'm here to say, when you think the miracle's happened, please don't leave, because there is so much more to be revealed. If I'd left when the promises came true, that could have been the end of the growth, the period that I had, and all of these amazing things that have happened within this last year probably wouldn't have come true, because I wouldn't have stuck around for all the other miracles that happen. It's just one thing after another. Talk about more be revealed. So I cannot imagine in another 5 years' time what's going to be revealed to me, and I cannot look forward to it more. So I am going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, because things just get better and better and better. The harder, the more work I put into this program, the more I get from it. If anybody was helped in your recovery by anything that I said in my share today, then I consider this a job well done. Thank you so much. Oh, and on a last note, higher power willing, I will be picking up my 4-year chip tomorrow. Thank you so much. Love you all.